Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Haywood Sullivan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Posada moves to second. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Martin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Verhals moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to third for the out. Cott moves to second. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Batty reaches second base with a double. Killebrew scores. There goes Lemon trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Posada strikes out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey juggles the ball. That's an error on Causey. Verhals moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verhals moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Ed Rakow now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Martin scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-2 in the game. Pignatano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon McKenzie pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Gordon McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing third base. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Del Greco hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Posada is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pignatano is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Cott covering. It's a double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.